Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, an approximately 80-year-old Altoona man found dead in Rockford, Illinois. We'll hear from Altoona Police Chief Kelly Bakken from her Friday news conference. Also, 34-year-old Rebecca Cook. She has her own business in downtown Eau Claire. She also runs her own nonprofit, and she's one of five Democratic candidates running for Congress looking to succeed fellow Democrat Ron Kind in Western Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District. This and more ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGL Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. The Altoona Police Department confirming Friday an approximately 80-year-old Altoona man was found dead in Rockford, Illinois on Tuesday. The Altoona Police Department held a press conference Friday afternoon at 4 to update details about the death investigation. Here's Altoona Police Chief Kelly Bakken, courtesy of WEAU-TV.
I would like to give you an update on the ongoing investigation that's going on in Altoona. On Tuesday, April 8th, Rockford, Illinois Police Department reported locating a body in the Rock River near the Fordham Dam. The deceased is confirmed to be a male, approximately 80 years old. The coroner's office deemed the death suspicious due to the type of injuries sustained. Rock County's investigation confirmed that the deceased is an Altoona resident, which led the investigation to the city of Altoona. We've been collaborating with Rockford Police Department and the Division of Criminal Investigation to execute a search warrant on a residence in the city of Altoona. We executed that search warrant last night, and that search warrant continues today. The Wisconsin State Crime Laboratory was on scene and assisted in collecting evidence, and a significant amount of evidence was collected and is currently being processed. The Wisconsin State Patrol assisted with the scene in doing a mapping of the scene. Several persons of interest are currently in custody and are being interviewed. All information at this point indicates that this is an isolated incident and there is not believed to be a threat to the public. Anyone observing suspicious activity in the area of St. Andrews Drive in the last week should contact the police department or Eau Claire County Crime Stoppers. Crime Stoppers can be contacted at 715-874-TIPS, T-I-P-P-S, or at EauClaireCountyCrimeStoppers.org. We continue to work with the Rockford Police Department and the Division of Criminal Investigation on this ongoing complex investigation. We have received significant and important information from the residents of Altoona. We appreciate their help and the support the community is providing. If anyone else has any information they would like to provide, please contact the police department with that information.
Altoona Police Chief Kelly Bakken at Friday's news conference. She was asked if there's any evidence as to whether the death occurred in Wisconsin or Illinois.
That is a great question, and that is something that we are still working on trying to determine. That is definitely part of our investigation that's ongoing at this point in time.
Bakken was asked what specific injuries led the coroner to believe the man's death was suspicious.
That I'm not prepared to provide to you right now. The coroner's office has not provided us with the written report. Once we receive that written report, that will document those injuries in more detail.
Again, Chief Bakken saying if anybody saw anything of interest in the St. Andrews area of Altoona in the last week or so, you're asked to contact Eau Claire Crime Stoppers at 715-874-TIPS. That's 874-TIPS, or online at EauClaireCountyCrimeStoppers.org. That's EauClaireCountyCrimeStoppers.org. Meanwhile, 34-year-old Rebecca Cook is one of five Democrats running for Congress in Western Wisconsin's 3rd District. Atop the heap is Brad Paff, a Democratic state senator from the La Crosse area who's been endorsed by his former boss, Democratic Congressman Ron Kind. But the others include Deb McGrath, whose dad, Al Baldus, used to serve the district in the 3rd Congressional District before losing to Steve Gunderson in 1980. Others include Mark A. Newman, Dr. Mark Newman, and Brett Knudsen, rounding out the field. Cook introduces herself to us.
So I grew up in the Eau Claire area, actually in the town of Wheaton in Chippewa County on a dairy farm. So I was really active in 4-H and showing cattle all throughout my, you know, younger years at the Dunn County Fair, Chippewa County Fair, Eau Claire County. It was really a big part of my life and growing up. But like a lot of Wisconsin farmers, you know, we had to sell our cows because of the price of milk and competition with larger dairies. You know, you kind of have to go bigger or you have to sell. And so we still got our farm. We raise Angus beef cattle now, so it's a bit of a change. But, you know, I learned a lot growing up on a farm and what it means to show up, even when times are tough and, you know, when it's 20 below and drinking cups are frozen over, you still got to get out there and make sure cattle have something to drink and something to eat. And, you know, even when you're not making great money, you still got to keep going to provide for your family. And so that was, you know, growing up, I, you know, waitressed also a lot of my younger years at Mike's Smokehouse in Eau Claire. So there might be folks listening that remember that great restaurant. And I went to school in the Twin Cities in Minneapolis, St. Paul, the University of St. Thomas. And to put myself through school, you know, I had a work study job, worked at an affordable housing nonprofit in South Minneapolis. Between that, the help of Pell Grants and continuing on to waitress in the Twin Cities is what really helped me, you know, to get through school.
Cook owns Red's Mercantile in downtown Eau Claire, self-described as a lifestyle shop in the heart of the Midwest. She also founded a nonprofit 6 years ago called the Red Letter Grant that provides support for new female business owners by making available startup capital, technical assistance, and networking opportunities. She says the organization's helped launch 27 businesses. As for running for Congress in Western Wisconsin's 3rd District, Rebecca Cook says,
so when this seat opened up to me, it was an opportunity and an extension, I think, to do a lot of the work that I have been doing and really work to show up for folks. I'm the only working class person running in this race. I was raised working class. I'm still working class. I'm still running a small business and a nonprofit and a congressional campaign. And I think what people in this district are looking for is someone that represents them and everyday Wisconsinites that's not going to, you know, be beholden to special interests or part of a part of the political elite, but, you know, someone that's an everyday Wisconsinite, and that's very much who I am.
A 2006 alum of Eau Claire North High School. How well does Rebecca Cook think fellow Democrat Ron Kind has served the 3rd Congressional District during his long tenure?
I think being an incumbent for that many years, I mean, Ron served for 24 years and, you know, was known to be a pretty moderate Democrat. And, you know, I would say I'm, you know, pragmatic and solutions oriented. I'm somebody that's going to fight for folks and not necessarily, you know, I guess sit on my hands when it comes to certain things, right? You know, I think that there's a lot of things that need fixing around here yet. This district, as you probably know, went Obama, and then it went Trump, but elected a Democratic congressman each time. But, you know, Ron nearly lost last cycle to Derek Van Orden, who is backed by Trump, was at the riots in D.C. And, you know, I think voters in this district are looking for somebody, again, that's not a career politician and part of the political elite, but that's stepping off the sidelines to really serve everyday people.
Cook says she thinks that's what differentiates her from her 4 Democratic primary opponents.
I'm running against another career politician, more of the same. I'm running against a, you know, former CIA agent whose dad was the congressman before Ron Kind, you know, a legacy candidate. My dad was a dairy farmer, but I have to say, I think that carries some more clout in this district, quite honestly. And so, you know, I think I bring something unique to the table, you know, just in my background and who I am, but also I think in my energy to get things done. I think that we need people who are doers and people who are also willing to work across the aisle to do that. I worked in a bipartisan way, being a part of the WEDC board, you know, that still had Walker appointees, and we got a lot of things done, and I'm really proud of that, and proud of my ability to be able to compromise, and also to get things pushed out because people need relief more than they need partisan bickering and chaos.
Cook says she's not surprised Congressman Kyhn has thrown his support behind one of her primary opponents, Democratic State Senator Brad Path.
Brad used to work for Ron. You know, he was his employee. So that makes sense. But I'll say that, you know, this district isn't going to be anointed from one person to another. That's what's so great about our democracy. And it's really chosen by voters. And again, I think voters are not looking for someone that spent their entire career working in government. That's Brad's background and you know, portfolio of his resume and work, worked for Senator Cole. And I'm not the establishment Dem in this case. But I think I have a lot to offer.
As busy as Rebecca Cook is with her own business and nonprofit, I asked her why also run for Congress.
A lot of my background, too, in the nonprofit work that I do, it's about public service. I think that this role is being a public servant. I plan to run a constituent-centered office that really works to meet people's challenges and needs, to have caseworkers on staff, to have a chief of staff that's based in district that really rises to meet some of the needs and things that I see my neighbors struggling with, frankly. I'm doing those things, but those are all rooted in a value system, right? My business is not just a business. It really supports independent makers, and women makers all across the country. The work that I do in the nonprofit sector, seeks to support small business owners throughout our region. And so those are all rooted, I think, in things that I care about. And I was raised to give back. I was raised in a household that, you know, when your neighbor is sick down the road, you show up and bring them supper, and that's part of how I was raised and who I am. And I see running for office and being a public servant and representing this region an extension of that. And I see myself rolling up my sleeves to be more present than any representative ever has been in this district.
I asked Rebecca Cook how she came to be a Democrat.
So don't get me wrong, I've been a Democrat my whole life. I also think we're in this very interesting part of our country's history where identity politics are pigeonholing people in so many different ways. I absolutely identify as a Democrat. I've been a Democrat most of my life. I also will say I grew up in a bipartisan household. And so I can understand.
So who was a Democrat and who was a Republican?
Hopefully my folks are okay. I'm sharing this. So my mom is a lot more of a Democrat. My dad's more of a Republican independent voter, I'd say. I don't think he really identifies with kind of the new Republican Party. Mm-hmm. But definitely an old school, like John McCain Republican, uh-huh. Which is frankly what a lot of folks that I talk to around this area are. And I think that they're looking for somebody that's not going to stir up chaos like Derek Van Orden has. I think they're looking for somebody that's going to vote from a value center and do the right thing, and knowing we won't agree on everything, but when it comes down to it, do the right thing for working folks and communities in the district.
And finally, if you go to 34-year-old congressional candidate Rebecca Cook's website at cookforwisconsin.com, that's Cook with an E, cookforwisconsin.com, you can click on Meet Rebecca Cook and find out more about her. But also priorities, and there's 10 of them, and she says she wrote up the explanations for each of those. They are healing our healthcare system, creating an economy built for working families, fighting for Wisconsin's original entrepreneur, the farmer, strengthening the working class and empowering unions, ensuring our moms and dads, our seniors, age with dignity, keeping Main Street strong, improving water quality and investing in clean energy, strengthening our education system, connecting communities to the 21st century via broadband access, and finally, protecting women's health freedom, referring to abortion. I asked Cook why she takes the stand she does on that.
Yeah, I think I'm a firm believer, that every person should have the right to make the best decisions about, if, when, and how to start a family that's free from political or government interference. And in Congress, I'll protect those personal freedoms of Wisconsinites, and you can count on me to do that.
That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. Rebecca Cook, one of five Democrats running for Congress in the 3rd Congressional District, We know Derek Van Orden is the Republican frontrunner who narrowly lost to Ron Kind in 2020. Cook's other Democratic challengers, at the top of the heap, it would seem, is Brad Path, the Democratic state senator, leading in fundraising and has Ron Kind's support. Also, Deb McGrath, whose dad, Al Baldus, held the seat back in the 70s into through 1980. Dr. Mark A. Newman, Brett Knudsen, and Rebecca Cook. Again, learn more at her website, which we referenced during the show, cookforwisconsin.com. That's cook with an E, cookforwisconsin.com. Also, our first story, an approximately 80-year-old Altoona man found dead in Rockford, Illinois. We heard from Altoona Police Chief Kelly Bakken. If you know anything about the situation or anything suspicious going on in the St. Andrews area of Altoona the last week, let them know at EauClaireCountyCrimeStoppers.org. I'm Mark Halverson.